93.3 FM K1 and a Community Connection, and as already mentioned, I get to talk things over with Executive Director from Big Brothers Big Sisters, Charlene Dew. Charlene, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you, Charlie. Glad to be here.
And I know it is always a busy time of year for you because you're always looking for new matches, but this is a time of year, I think, when you seem to reach out and say, you know, we're starting a new calendar year. This is an opportunity for either adults to kind of think of a young person, or depending on your school program, renew some friendships that way along the way.
Yes, we are always looking for people who have a heart for children, who know how to be a friend and want to be a one-to-one mentor for a young person in our community. And you know, with this is a holiday season, we tend to think of others a bit more, and we are starting a new year, so we have all those New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
So we want to start people thinking about how they might be involved in the life of a child.
Well, and I can think of, and I realize that in order for them to do something, say, this month, they probably should have already started the screening process. But, you know, right this time of year, with Christmas parades, with events going on at the community center, with things just Christmas time related, it's a good time for that first meeting with a match to go do something.
Well, we have lots of our matches will be involved in different activities within the community, and we've had very generous support from many of the organizations where it requires tickets to give us, you know, some tickets for our bigs to be able to take their littles and expose them to the symphony or the choral society or a concert or the arts in some way, or even just simply driving through Johnstone Park, the Winter Wonderland, or going to Willow Rock. Those are all things that we often probably take for granted, but that many of our children don't have an opportunity to do.
Well, and I think even if the children do it as a family event, to do it with someone different makes it special.
Right, and it's, I always, when I was a big sister years ago, I always liked to do those kinds of things. It gave me an excuse to go see that Christmas movie that was really a kid's movie, but I liked it too.
Yeah, and I think that just an unrelated topic, that Christmas movie, we're all kids when we watch that sort of thing.
That would be true.
but you do such a great job of matching, and I know we've talked about this in the past, it's kind of part science, part art, part luck of just finding the right person to say, yeah, I think you would have fun with this individual.
Well, our program staff do an excellent job, Bobby and Amy, in enrolling and assessing the family and the child in terms of what their needs are, and getting to know the volunteers that are coming in to understand their personality, their common interests, what life experiences they're bringing that they might help a child with. And then you put those things together, because the match is made on the basis of personality, common interests, what the child's needs are, and what the volunteer's experiences are. And some volunteers will come in and say, I've had these life experiences, and I really think I could help a child who's facing similar, you know, experiences or difficulties. Other volunteers will come in and say, I've had these life experiences, I don't want to revisit them. And so I want a child where those are not issues. Mm-hmm. And either answer is perfectly fine. The better that the prospective mentor can articulate, you know, what's the picture in their head about being, what is it their idea of being a mentor, what experiences they're bringing, then that helps the program staff to be able to match that. And if you think about it, that's how we have friends. Mm-hmm. We get along, we have something in common, and one of us is not too needy for the other. So and it is an art, because sometimes on paper it looks like this would be the perfect match, but your instinct, your intuition tells you, no, that's not going to work that well. Yeah. And then the next one, maybe on paper it's like, well, you know, I don't know, but your instinct is this will be great. And it's always wonderful when they do the match introduction and everything gels, and you walk away going, this is going to be a great match.
Yeah.
And we hear stories all the time of how mentors, through just little acts of just being there, are changing kids' lives.
Well, and with your partnership with the Low Family Young Scholars and other resources in the community, in addition to just under your umbrella of Big Brothers Big Sisters, you find so many good resources to be able to pair people together.
Yes, we are partners with the Low Family Young Scholars program. Big Brothers Big Sisters provides the infrastructure for the mentoring component of that program. I mean, there's other educational enhancements, but the mentoring section of that program is we provide that. We do the assessments of the kids, screening of the volunteers, and then the match support. We also have a partnership with Give Back America, and that's been really valuable to help some of our kids who have the academics but are not able to be in the other program, mm-hmm. to be able to get the academic support and help them to have a vision for finishing high school and then going on to some kind of secondary education.
Well, and friendships, I think the image that you painted for us was neat, because I think I look to friends for different things. Support because I feel awkward in this, or support because I don't know anything about this particular arts program, and you get to go to the symphony or the choral society and share a common experience along the way.
Well, and yeah, it is. It's like trying new adventures or just doing something. A lot of times it's somebody who's just there because they want to be there, and they're listening to you, and they're believing in you, and they're encouraging you. Those are all very valuable gifts to mm-hmm. give somebody. And for some of our kids, maybe it's a single parent with, four or five kids, and they're working two jobs just to keep food on the table. They don't have that individual time that mm-hmm. that they can carve out. And so having a big sister or a big brother really helps for that individual time. Or sometimes it's exposing children to activities they didn't even know they wanted to go to, I remember they were talking the other day about somebody whose little sister was kind of like, she wasn't too sure she wanted to go to a musical performance. And then mm-hmm. she went. Now it's like, when's the next one?
Yeah.
So, and of course the Nutcracker's coming up, and
yes,
we'll have some matches that will be attending that.
And I think it's neat to be able to get someone to, for lack of a better term for me, lean on that first experience, that first musical, that first ballet in this case. There are certain things that I think when we don't know what's going on, we think, oh, ballet, that's stuffy, or the symphony, that's got to be stuffy.
Well, there's adults who
but and sometimes it's the youngster that has the interest, and the adult goes along.
So, and even when I had a little sisters, we would just go out to like a nicer restaurant and practice manners, and mm-hmm. and how is this different, or just go feed the ducks, or there's lots of activities. And we usually say to volunteers that, the most successful matches are the ones where you are involving the child in activities that you're already doing. It's not some big extravagant planned and expensive gift, because if you're teaching them how to have fun on a rainy day when you have no money, that's a valuable life skill. And if every time you get together, you're out and you're going and doing and spending, then when you leave their life, and most of the matches will move on, mm-hmm. then you've left them with expectations that if you're going to have fun, you have to be doing all of that.
Yeah.
And that is not likely to be a resource they have. But if you've taught them how to enjoy, or how to identify birds, or just enjoy a walk in the park, then, or play a board game.
Or that Saturday afternoon Monopoly game, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, we used to play a lot of cards and a lot of different board games. And the little sisters that I had would be like, let's play that game again, So, yeah. And we made a lot of cookies and did a lot of cooking and things, because those were my interests, and that became their interests.
Well, and typically, as the big, it seems to me that you probably don't do a lot of things that are too far outside your comfort zone. You enjoy you feel confident cooking, so you can share that experience. Yeah.
Right, and sometimes we have big sisters, big brothers, and I think something that people don't often think about is we do couple matches, mm-hmm. and the couple is screened separately, and they're both screened, but they, it's a great opportunity for young couples that maybe both have careers, but and they're wanting to do something to give back to the community, but they're not wanting to do something that takes them away from each other yet again. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity for them, or for empty nesters whose kids are kind of off to college, but they're really not quite done having kids in their lives, sort of thing. And it gives an opportunity for the child to have both a male role model, a female role model, and a healthy marriage role model. And that's something that's often missing. And it also gives the couple the opportunity. We've had, like, sometimes if one of them travels a lot, you still have the consistency. Or maybe he really loves to fish and she'd just be really happy if he took his little brother to go do that, you know? And we've had couples where the child will come over and maybe the big brother and he'll do the grilling, and then they'll play a board game after, involve the wife. And so there's a lot more flexibility, and it really does benefit, mm-hmm. Benefit kind of everybody.
Well, I know Caleb Potter came down the hall, and he has some experience through the program, and I don't know how, you know, exactly what you wanted to bring to this particular discussion, Caleb, but I'll say you can say been there, done that.
Yeah, the biggest thing I wanted to say is Charlene's been describing a lot about our matches. We, you know, with the end of the year coming and different things looking at, we are in need of volunteers, and if you know anybody or you yourself are interested, we'd love for you to reach out to Charlene and Big Brothers Big Sisters office here in Bartlesville, or go to our website and just let us know if you're interested in helping out in any way with that. We are in need of both male and female volunteers. So sometimes it's more of a desperate need for male volunteers, but I think we're about even right now. So if anybody is interested in a couples match too, we do those. So sometimes when couples become empty nesters or things like that, this is a good opportunity for them to kind of fill their time and to give back to some kids in Bartlesville that really need it.
Well, I think even if you're carrying that empty nester thing a little bit further, I can see where you might be grandparents, but the youngster is too far away to see on a regular basis, so you get that grandparenting experience, but you don't have to travel 500 miles for it.
Exactly, and I think Charlene will attest some of our best matches are that the couples matches, because not always do people, you know, kids in today's day and age are in a lot of single parent homes, and mm-hmm. so you get to see what a healthy, normal relationship parents look like in that sense.
Yep, yeah, and if sometimes that does mean disagreeing in front of the kid, but that's it does happen, I'm sure. But even that can be fun.
Yeah, you know. It models a lot of they're getting two role models, mm-hmm. all rolled into one. I know Caleb was a big brother when he was in college, and we have college students, we have high school students who are mentors at our site-based program. So if they're 15 and a half or older, they can be a mentor in our site-based program. Those site-based mentors meet the child at the child's school during that after-school program, sort of that 3:30 to 4:30 mm-hmm. time frame. And we have some really awesome high school mentors. We're the only site in the state that uses high school mentors. And I've often said that some of our high school mentors are better at handling things sometimes than adults. And I think partly because when they have their expectations are a little bit different, mm-hmm. you know, they're like, oh, okay, this problem is presenting or behavior is presenting, I'll talk to my case manager and ask them, or they'll just handle it, and mm-hmm. you're like, wow, that was really intuitively brilliant. And whereas sometimes adults can do they well, they're not saying thank you, or they're and I usually say, you know, what behavior is telling you is what they need to learn from you.
Right.
So if you approach it from that standpoint, as opposed to just being aggravated, then you understand, okay, they should know that, but they don't know it because no one has taught them. And so you have the opportunity as a mentor to model behavior, mm-hmm. to help them to learn those social.
Okay. And so it's a matter then of being that example, being that supportive person that says, you're doing great, but you can do better?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
Some diplomatic version of that. Yeah, yes. Or saying, you know, because I had some little sisters who were, I loved them, and they were, mm-hmm. One of them, I said, you know, you're like a diamond in the rough, but nobody ever gets to see the diamond because they're so put off by your behavior that they don't look. You know, I see it, but, you know, maybe we could polish that up a little.
But you
it was after a particularly rough social encounter that we had to have a chat.
You mentioned the case manager. Once the match is high, introduce person A to person B, you're not done with them yet.
Oh, no. The program staff, match support specialists, will talk to the volunteer, the child, and the parent once a month for the first year. Mm-hmm. And then after the first year, their contacts will become quarterly, but they can go back to as frequent as they need to be if there's some situation, maybe there's circumstances of change in the volunteer's life or in the child's life where there needs to be more regular support. And of course, the match support specialist is always available for the mentor or the parent, anybody, to pick up the phone and say, you know, I have a question about this, or I need a little guidance on that, or just to pick up the phone and share, this is what happened when, you know, this is a great story about when we got together last week. So
if someone is interested, if this is sparking something with them to at least say, I think I need more information, I want to ask a question, you're available by telephone or face-to-face?
Yes, and when people give us a call, we love to talk with them, give them the information they need. We want people coming in to have all their questions answered. So don't be afraid to call just to get information. We're not like taking your name and twisting your arm, because that things never work anyway. So
call them 5 times in the next 3 days.
No, I can assure you that will not happen. But we do like to be able to answer questions and help people know what mentoring is, because I think sometimes people build it up into that it's a lot more complicated or a lot bigger commitment, or it's a lot more than what it really is, which is, do you have, you know, a few hours, a few times a month to spend sharing your life with the child?
And you make it sound, and I know it is for, in most cases, a very enjoyable experience. It's a fun time, but it is a commitment that you are setting aside some time for another person.
It's very important that you're consistent. Now, you know, because trust is an important component of a good, solid friendship. Mm-hmm. And it's important that you do what you say you're going to do and that you're consistent. Does that mean that if you have to miss a week because you're, you know, super busy at work or on vacation, that's fine. You simply say, we won't be getting together next week because I have auditors in, or I'm going to be in China or wherever. And the child knows, okay, well, when you get back, we'll get together. So it's more about, and that models the come and go of life. Mm-hmm. And as long as it's not like you just dropped out of sight for 2 weeks and that they were expecting you, kind of, because that disrupts the trust piece.
Sure. Makes a lot of sense. And I guess it makes, you know, almost too simple, you know, two human beings, and sometimes I'm busy or I'm sick, I don't feel good. You just need to say, we'll get together some other time.
Right. It's just communication.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Caleb, you had something else? Okay.
I was going to say that what we want to kind of transition to, Charlie, is we're in Bowl for Kids Day.
Okay.
It's hard to believe that we're here.
It is. Well, I thought that's in the spring.
Exactly. But we right now, just this last week, kicked off our early bird registration. Bowl for Kids Sake is our largest fundraiser of the year. It's been going on for, gosh, 30, 40 years here in Bartlesville. We have one of the most successful bowls in the state year after year. And a lot of that is because of the amount of people that we have involved, from whether it's Phillips 66, ConocoPhillips, other large companies around town, or just individual teams that listeners out there that they recruit, their family, friends, church members, whatever it might be. And so we usually have, how many teams, Charlene?
We had 150.
I was gonna say around 150, but wow. I wasn't sure. So last year was 154. We're shooting for at least that many, maybe a few more. We've been doing it for 30 years, so we'd like to grow a whole bunch, but we also realize that this is a mature fundraiser, and mm-hmm. that's kind of what we can handle there at the bowling alley. But if you want to go ahead and sign up before the end of the year, you're entered into some additional prizes and different things like that. We have our kickoff on January 10th, so to be able to be eligible for that, we'd like for you to sign up and RSVP for that by the end of the year. If you've signed up at BFKS, which stands for Bowl for Kids Sake, Bartlesville.org, if you sign up there and you already have, you've gotten emails from Charlene announcing kind of some of those things that we have.
And we did a chamber blast yesterday. Mm-hmm. We will be sending out today to all of our all the participants that participated last year will get that if we have a current active email.
Okay.
And I will be sending information out to our company coordinators for their companies with the list of teams from last year. That will go out today. We are having a slight glitch with the website in that if you click on the link in the chamber blast that was sent out, it goes to the 2017 site. But if you just happen to type it in your browser, it's still going to the 2016. The IT guys are working on that, but I would just encourage anybody who wants to sign up and to either send me an email, give me a call, or you know, wait a couple of days and it'll probably happen. The early bird registration kicked off yesterday and it is ending December 30th.
Okay.
And any team captain that is registered and their team members that are registered, they have to have their whole team registered to be eligible. Then both the team captain and the team members are eligible for a drawing for a $100 Visa gift card. And the odds are pretty good because mm-hmm. we usually have, probably less than 100 teams that will sign up in during the early bird. The value of the early bird is that it helps us to know going into January where, you know, what teams we still need to recruit, et cetera. So we'll be working this month to get as many of people registered as possible.
And so if you have already bowled last year, there's a good chance that your email is likely in the system. You'll probably get an email reminder.
If your email is still the same one you gave us. You gave us an email. I know PJ had sent them out yesterday, but she said she had gotten some undeliverables back. Mm-hmm. So we'll track those down to see who and where. But if you're interested and you haven't gotten something and you participated last year, all you have to do is call our office. We'll resend it to you and get you going.
And if you did not participate, could be your first year. What a great opportunity to sign up.
It's great. It's a lot of fun. It is our largest fundraiser. We have a lot of generous people in the community that help support that, whether they're, you know, sponsors of the campaign mm-hmm. or donors, pledge sponsors to individual pledge sheets. And it's an exciting time. It's a great campaign. We have a lot of fun with it. And we also have our Youth Bowl, which is February the 9th.
Okay.
And that's for grades 6 to 12. And they'll sign up through their schools. And we'll start kicking that off when we come back in January. And that's a real party for the kids. We have pizza and pop and lots of prizes. And last year we had 25 teams. The goal is 32 for this year. And they raised 6,700 something last year. So those kids do a really, really good job. And then our party days for the adults is February 17th. February 23rd and February 24th, and there's different timings on those. So we always try to have our events in February, and mm-hmm. then our wrap-up will be in March.
Well, this is such a big fundraiser, and so many people have participated in the past. Like you said, it's a decades-long event that's very successful, but there's still room for more.
Well, and Bowl for Kids Sake is a trademark fundraiser for Big Brothers Big Sisters of America, and we've been doing it here. I've been here 27 years this month.
Wow.
And it's grown from 11,000 to last year we raised 145,000. So
that's something to be very proud of that the community
supported. With a lot of growth in teams, and we have, unfortunately, we don't have a tracking system to be able to say it, but I know there are people that I see once a year that I have seen once a year for the last 27 years at the bowling center because they've been, you know, faithful participants.
Yeah, and I'm sure somewhere along the line they get to talk about how much fun they've had, and therefore the numbers have multiplied.
Right, and we really do appreciate that participation.
Okay, well, this means a lot to your organization. You mentioned it's your largest fundraiser. Yes, I know you get United Way dollars. Yes,
no, we are not a United Way agency.
I apologize. The recognition that this gives your program, the public event, people talking about it, people, you know, tweeting about it, Facebooking about it, you get a lot of recognition that way.
Well, and hopefully because the fundraising is going on and it is, you know, being talked about, we'll also be getting some new mentors, you know. This time of year, a lot of people are like, if I'm thinking about doing it, I want to wait till after the holidays because, you know, December, everybody's in the just let me get through the holidays mindset. But in January, we'll be kicking off some focused recruitment. January is National Mentoring Month. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing some special things for our mentors, and we really do have 34 children on the waiting list that need a mentor, and nothing would make me happier than to see all of them off of that bulletin board and in a match relationship by spring, you know, because for some of those kids, they've been on that waiting list for, some of them been on there for a year because we just don't have enough volunteers. And the only two things, resources that we need, are money and mentors. That's the only two things. So Bowl for Kids' Sake will do a good job of getting us started on the money. And of course, our annual giving is this time of year as well. Mm-hmm. And then when we can recruit the mentors to take those kids off the waiting list and help them really have an opportunity to have a life-changing relationship, that's why we do the fundraising, that's why we do all the things that we do, is to help those children have a life-changing event in their life.
And I'm sure the stories from the now adults from what somebody did for them are tremendous. So.
Well, and one of the advantages of being in a community for a long period of time is I am now running into people who I matched that are adults because they've grown up. Or probably in the last month, I've run into about, I don't know, five adults who were mentors back in the day who said, you know, my little brother contacted me. Or they've managed to connect with their little sister that they hadn't seen in years on LinkedIn, mm-hmm. or which we helped to facilitate. Or just random, they're like, you know, I got a letter from my little brother and he's in the service and this is what's happening. And so you start to see how it's coming for full circle. Mm-hmm. And I'm also starting to see Biggs volunteers that I matched way back before they were ever married and had kids who are now coming back. Their kids are grown, mm-hmm. and they're saying, you know, I want to be a mentor again. So you start to see the cycle because I've been here forever.
One of the good things about being on the job for a long time.
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah. Well, if you are interested in helping out, if you would like to, if you enjoy bowling, if you enjoy just helping an organization do good things in the community, get signed up and be part of the Bowl for Kids' Sake program. Again, the best way right now is to, if you didn't get a chamber blast, maybe hang on for a day or two till you get your tech issue fixed or call.
Just call us.
Okay.
918-213-4524 is my direct line. Mm-hmm. PJ or I will be happy to resend the email.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea. Again, it is going on now. They are recruiting. They need you as a big, or if you'd like to simply be part of the program to help raise some money, they would need your participation as well. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma, and they are, you know, doing good things in your community. You can get involved. We'll check news coming up in just a bit on K1.
Here's John Prue, farmer and landowner at Prue Farms. We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. And we were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property,